Hey mama, today we're going to talk about the topic on bullying. Whether it be your daughter been a victim of bullying or your daughter herself is a bully, regardless, it comes from a place that we need to be okay with opening up and speaking to our daughters on this very topic, whether she's affected or directly affected or not directly affected. You've probably done all the things you need to do, notified the teachers, notified the schools, talked to maybe the bully's families to resolve this issue. But what do you do now? How do you personally walk your daughter through recovering this bullying experience or also being the bully themselves? Like I said earlier, it comes from a dark place, and I have my friend Kaylee Rose of Message with the Music here to speak on this very topic from her own personal experiences. A little bit about Kaylee. She's a Billboard charting artist, motivational speaker, and creator of Music with a Message, who is an empowering pop singer and songwriter whose music has been featured on top 40 radio, TV commercials, and film. And after being bullied in middle school herself, Kaylee dedicated her life to finding her own self-esteem and to empowering women and students to discover their own by using the power of music. She created her Music with a Message program to bring confidence to your audience of kids, teens, and women. She has received awards and grants for her work in music and education, and she regularly partners with women and children charities across the country. She is currently on a cross-country tour with her family in their self-renovated Airstream trailer, the Shiny Twinkie. That's a fun name. Hey mama, welcome to Raising Her Confidently. Do you want to have open communication with your teen daughter? Do you find yourself constantly thinking about how to talk to your teen or why your girl is not opening up to you? Do you wake up with confident intentions only to feel confused and frustrated when all you get are one-word answers from your daughter again? Hey, I'm Jeannie. I too was a mom raising young teens. I too felt grieved by the loss of my sweet, talkative little girl. I wanted her to come to me about anything, even if she was scared, and listen to my advice. But I kept thinking, she won't listen to me, and I don't know how to approach her, until I found tools to create open communication. In this podcast, you will find how to connect and talk to your teen and create a safe space for her to go to so that you will have that close relationship you dreamed of. Go grab your glass of Merlot and throw off those fuzzy slippers and let's dig in together. Mama, this is my invitation to you. Join me in Talk to Your Teen Girl Framework. It's a four-week course that will get you started in creating a space for your teen to feel safe. And you'll learn to respond in a way where your teen girl will feel heard and understood. This is a time where you're building trust so that you can get what you want most from your daughter. And that is to come to you about anything and everything. So head on to talktoyourteengirl.com. Are you ready? Hi, moms. We're in for such a special treat. I have Kaylee Rose here from Music with a Message program. And she's here to share one, her personal story. I think you will find intriguing, that you will find relatable as far as connecting with your teen. We're speaking on the topic of bullying. And moms, I know you listening right now are probably thinking, gosh, you know, that is something that I am trying so hard to really wonder if she's being bullied, or two, when things are going wrong and she doesn't want to talk to me, could that be the issue? How can I draw it out of her? And what can I do to support her in this time? So that is why Kaylee Rose is here to talk to us, to share her story and what she's doing to help impact young teens. Welcome.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Of course. Well, before we start, tell us a little bit about you and what you're currently doing as you're sitting in your RV.
Oh, it's knocked over some flowers. My name is Kaylee Rose, C-A-L-E-Y, roses in the flower. If you want to find Music with a Message and all that, I always have to spell it because people think it starts with a K. It does not. Yeah, and I've been a musician for, well, I've been a singer for my entire life. I became a songwriter 6 years ago, and I started music with a message 2 years ago because I was thinking about how I was bullied when I was 10 years old. And I always have wanted my music to help people feel like they're not alone in the dark times and the happy times and all times. But when I started connecting it to thinking about how I was bullied, I started to realize that I really didn't want, specifically young women, because that's how I identify, to go through that experience alone. And I also started noticing that young women were gravitating toward my music. So I was like, okay, how do I reach them? So I started, luckily, taking imperfect action. I didn't have a set program at that time. I didn't have an acronym. I didn't have concise, actionable steps to building self-confidence. I just knew that I wanted to bring my music into schools and speak to students. So when I started, it was like speaking in schools and just telling them every mistake I'd ever made and trying to protect them from ever making a mistake. It was probably almost too much information, you know? So now I've consolidated it and I've consulted with some leading child and teen psychologists to formulate different programs for elementary, middle, and high school.
Nice. I love that. And I love that you've really taken your passion and your own experiences as a young kid and realizing that this is such a gift that is not meant to be held on its own, but to really pass it on and help young women, right, create the self-confidence in whatever it is it may be. Okay, well, let's go back to your story of, one, let's go over the feeling of being bullied, right? I mean, because we want moms to understand, like, okay, this is maybe some signs. It doesn't mean it is it, but it could be some signs to look out for, right?
It's also interesting. I think so often, as moms and as adults, we tend to think that we should hide the darker parts of our history and our path, So now I'm talking very openly about, I hated myself for over 10 years. I wanted to be someone else instead of myself. So the drop in confidence that getting bullied made for me was very, very difficult and very dark. So I think that would be something actionable for moms. We can talk about that later. Like sharing your own demons and the things that you've struggled with, because I think naturally children put their parents on pedestals. And so I'm constantly trying to knock myself down off of that pedestal for my own daughter who's four. But yeah, it was a dark time. I came home from school and this girl had orchestrated this whole plan where she rallied all of my friends at the lunch table to kick me out of the lunch table. And they were whispering and telling secrets, and I didn't know what was going on. And somebody was sitting in my seat who was a boy, and they said I was kicked out of the lunch table. And so that day I came home, sobbing, crying, because it was so disturbing and sad. And these people had been my friends, relatively newer friends. But it was very sad. And then I, of course, had moments where I turned around and bullied other people because, unfortunately, that's, hurt people hurt people. That's what you do. So the cycle of bullying continues, and I'm not proud of it. And it's, one of the worst things I've ever done.
And it brings back to my time too, where you feel like you put yourself out there for these friendships and you build these trusts and think that you're in a safe space and you're almost blindsided by some of the action. I mean, just girls, especially in middle school, are just mean. They are mean, and it's what can we do to equip our girls or even as moms, kind of look out for those signs of like pulling away. Just also what you were saying, like instead of just being withdrawn, like you kind of turned around and whatever you were hurt with, you hurt other people with. So those are also signs, like the victim of a bully becomes a bully themselves, right? And that could be some of the signs that we as moms can look at and be okay with, kind of like opening up that wound to understand what's going on, right?
And to your point too, how do you know if you don't know? You don't know what you don't know, right? We had that situation with our health insurance yesterday. You don't know what you don't know. So, of course there are signs, but it's about, uncracking that hard egg and opening that teen or tween up to you to create a safe space for them to want to open up to you. Luckily, you know, I came home and immediately talked to my mom and my family about it. But I certainly didn't tell her everything in high school, you know. I think teens and tweens and kids naturally know to protect their parents too. And so one of my favorite tips from one of my favorite psychologists of teen girls is Courtney Conley, and she has this amazing book called Your Teenage Daughter Does Not Have to Be Depressed. And I was like, that's a great title, right? Yeah, shout out Courtney. But she had a great point, and she said, you know, the person that they're opening up to actually doesn't have to be you. So taking the ego out of it and saying, you know what, I don't care who you're talking to. I just hope that you're talking to someone, and creating spaces for mentors, for psychologists, for psychiatrists to be talked to in those instances, I think is so important. You know, whether it's someone going through divorce, I was featured in this article the other day about Forbes, how to raise your self-confidence for your children after divorce. And so, you know, that's a traumatic family occurrence. Bullying is a traumatic. There are so many, unfortunately, traumatic things that happen to us as human beings. And it's the strong and the resilient who keep going. And the absolute worst effect of being bullied and not having confidence is, of course, suicide. And that's something I didn't think I'd be talking about when I set out to talk about bullying and sing my music for kids. But here we are. Of course, it is the most devastating consequence of getting bullied and having zero confidence. So resilience is what helps us fight against that.
Yeah, I definitely agree. And I agree to your point about not always having to be the one to know everything, right? Because you're right that we do have a tendency, well, kids have a tendency to put their parents on a pedestal, meaning that they are the ones that we shouldn't disappoint for some reason, you know. And I love your point about, you know, with especially with your daughter, being intentional about, hey, I need to let them know when I do make mistakes or when something is hard, and how do I process it? Because we're all imperfect people that live in an imperfect world, right? And so what I also say too is it takes a village, and for you to reiterate that it does take a village, and being okay with allowing somebody else to care for your daughter, even with things that we may not have experience with too. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. Yeah. We can't expect ourselves to be all things for all people, and all things even for our daughters. And it's hard, you know, I want her to tell me absolutely everything, but there will be a time where I'm not the confidant, and that's going to be really challenging. And another thing about resilience, like you were talking about, one of my favorite things that I learned about, one of my favorite people, Becky Blades and her family that I met in Kansas City, her daughter is a writer, one of her daughters, for the John Oliver show. And she told me this story about when, or her husband told me this story about when her daughter came home one time with a rejection, like she had applied to some contest or something like that. And they framed it and they were like, we're so happy you got rejected, because that means you put yourself out there and you're gonna get so many more of these. So now Taylor is this incredible person who's just like, my goal in these scenarios is to get rejected. So she like tried to get rejected from the New Yorker. And then of course the New Yorker took her pieces. It was just the most incredible story. And so, you know, I don't want to like tell my daughter that it's a rejection or a mistake, you know, when she makes a drawing or something like that. So my husband and I are trying to figure out what language and how we will apply that tool, because we love that as a method, but celebrating mistakes instead of getting down on them and criticizing them, I think is so important to build resistance and or resilience, excuse me, in that way.
Right. And it's the mistakes that are mistakes or even failures that are opportunities for growth, right? Yes. Do we allow that to identify where our shortcomings are, or do we grow from our shortcomings and where we need areas of improvement, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. And I encourage middle school students and high school students in our Music with a Message assemblies to study the mistakes of the people that they look up to. You know, if it's Michael Jordan in basketball, go check out all of the shots that he has missed to get to those victories. If it's Idina Menzel as a singer, she has missed so many notes, and unfortunately they're publicly available on YouTube. And it's not to criticize or, you know, become a troll in the comments. It's just to see how human they are and that those mistakes led them to those victories.
And it's so good thinking about social media, how everybody puts their highlight reels in there. And so it's like a miscommunication or a misconception our kids get of this idea that, You know, this is how you make it, is by basically being perfect. They don't see the behind the scenes of how much it took to get to where they're at, right? And so I love that idea of learn from the mistakes, that even the greatest of all time had their moments, had their rejections too.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's how they got over it. You actually just reminded me, I mean to do a social media post about like the treasure trove of rejection emails, or at least unanswered emails, because I'm putting myself out there so often. And, you know, I showed Forbes and I was like, I was in Forbes this week. It was really exciting, but I didn't show the behind the scenes. So I need to still create that because it's so important, right?
Yes, I do think, I mean, going back to mom and daughter relationships, behind the scenes is what they see. I mean, they should see, I should say. Even our unspoken actions is what they notice, you know, too. But that's, I'm digressing from a different topic. So,
it's totally on topic. And like with my daughter, but how much is too much, right? Like, yes, we let them see us cry. And yes, we let them see us vulnerable, but we don't want to make them feel unsafe. Right. We still want to let them know they're safe. You know, so with this health insurance thing, I made a huge mistake yesterday. And so my daughter saw me crying to my husband and she said, what's wrong? And I don't think I created, you know, an atmosphere of danger. But I said, mommy made a big mistake and it's painful. And I don't like that it happened, you know, and now we have to pay money that I don't want to pay.
Right. Hey, but that's okay. I think that's okay. It kind of jolts you for a minute, knowing like, oh my gosh, my mom, the one who never makes mistakes, made a mistake.
All the mistakes. I mean, that is the question for me. How, you know, do I tell her too many? But I think as long as they feel safe and protected and they're fed and loved, it will be okay.
And I do say, like, there is this instance of like, well, we don't tell our kids our adult problems because they would not have experienced that or even know how to even fathom that. So more like the things that they can relate to, right?
Yeah, I'm certainly not asking her to get on the phone with health insurance and like, for us. You know, that I think would be too far. Yeah.
Can you pay my bill, please?
Yeah, it's a spectrum, right? Right. I want to be on that spectrum.
Right, exactly. Yeah. Okay, let's go back to it. So how, and now you do some great work with, especially with middle schoolers and high schoolers, about creating self-confidence, and you do it in such a unique way, utilizing your talents in music to reach kids this way. Can you explain, and maybe towards the end, like, I think it's more of moms listening to the, like the approach, the, how do I get my kids' attention, and more of the, what can I do now, like with my kid and how I can talk to them and reach to them?
Yeah, it's very interesting because I go into a lot of elementary schools too, and those students are so receptive. And middle school and high school, I lean out. Yes. I'm barely teaching you anything. I'm just telling you, this is what worked for me. I lead with the credibility of like, hey, my music has been on the radio and I'm now living my dream. But, and then I get into the vulnerability. I hated myself for a very, very, very long time. And it wasn't always like this. And so the people that are invited into schools tend to be successful people, you know, and they think that they were always like that. But I'm like, let me walk you back and show you how dark it was. Mm-hmm. And let's normalize all of those negative thoughts, because, you know, maybe you're experiencing them now, maybe you're going to experience them in the future. But I do think that that's one of the most important things, normalizing the darkness of the human experience. And it's normal to have the darkest of dark thoughts. And I think it benefits them a lot and helps them. And I've had amazing students come up to me after in high schools and middle schools and elementary schools, but the ones in middle school and high school are sharing their own personal dark stories. And the fact that they feel safe to do that, the fact that they have those stories of resilience, it's just brought me to tears. I think it helps them greatly to see someone who's been in the dark tunnel, who thought about not making out of the dark tunnel, because let's be honest, you know, of course it was a thought. And made it through the dark tunnel. And one of my favorite quotes recently is, you're not trying to get to the light at the end of the dark tunnel, you become the light in the dark tunnel. Mm. And then you realize how many other people are around you in that dark tunnel. Because that's the thing about the darkness. We don't see how many people are there with us when we're in it. And then encouraging connection, because I don't know what it is about being human, but when we're at our lowest, that's when we think that we shouldn't be reaching out to people because we're burdening them or what we're experiencing is too dark and too unique. So the more we talk about this openly, I hope as a society, the better it will get, you know? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I love that. There's so many points I wrote down. I'm writing this. Speaking.
I'm passionate. So I talk a lot.
Well, I can totally tell you're passionate about it. And it's great. I get it. Because I get like that. And I'm like, whoa.
Right? Yeah. You just want to help.
Yeah. And it just flows just because you know it so well. And I think there are a few points actually to break it down, just to break it down for the mom listening about open communication. One thing that I heard you say, and I agree with you, there's a reason why middle schooler and high school are just harder to reach and connect with, right? Yes. Because it is the season and the stage, is that you made it an option. You said, this worked for me, instead of you coming at them, telling them, this is what you need to do.
Right? So
I love that approach about, hey, this has worked for me. You can choose to maybe try what I tried and maybe it'll work for you. And it's such an uninvasive way to like really reach your person, reach the kids, reach the teens. Yeah. And then I also liked how you said you just shared your story, because your story is your story and your story is true, right? Mm-hmm. There is nothing that you're making up about it. I think teenagers can sniff out when somebody's trying to be disingenuous and inauthentic like that. They're very good at it. So you being vulnerable with your stories, Brené Brown, oh my gosh, I love her. She talks about being vulnerable and how that's an instant connection between two people, is when you're able to share something touching or something deep inside you that they can relate to and say, me too. It's the quickest way to get somebody to open up. So I love everything you've shared, and they're not alone.
And like showing how human we are. Like I spent more than I anticipated in a high school assembly in Boulder, Colorado. And I like made a number of jokes about passing gas. And like at the end of the assembly, I was just like, I did not intend to say that much. It became this recurring theme. And I was just like, well, here we are. We're very human, you know? Like,
exactly. And then to remember that our kids, our girls, mama, are human too. They're also human. They're not just this being trying to worry you, trying to rattle you up. They're also human as well, just as much as you are. So this is so good. Like connecting on a human to human level, right?
I still regret that. Like maybe once or twice, but I feel like it came up four times and it was like four high schoolers. And that's another thing too. Like I've had to take, you know, the ego out of it. We talked about if we're not the vehicles for these people to confide in, if we're not the answer to their problem, that needs to be okay. And then also one of my favorite mentors, her name is Jen Gottlieb, and we were close friends in New York. And now I've joined her mastermind because I was just learning so much from her. She taught me this great thing, which is help one person every day. Hope. And that is my goal in the assemblies. I'm actually not meant to reach every single student. Mm-hmm. They're not meant to take away every sentence that I say. Like, are you kidding me? You know, like that would be very egocentric if I'm like, they're obviously listening to every word. No way. And when we read books, when we watch movies, when we listen to podcasts, we never walk away with every word. We might get one or two nuggets that we heard in a new way that's going to help us going forward, if we're lucky, right? Making sure I don't worry about that kid in the second row who doesn't seem like they're listening. You know, I'm talking to, you know, the one in the seventh row who seems to be listening, or maybe you're affecting people and they're not showing it. Who knows? But again, talking about taking that ego out of it, right?
True. It really is about taking the ego out of it, because even if your daughter is giving you an attitude, you don't know she actually is. She's probably giving an attitude because it really stuck.
Maybe. And it doesn't mean we stop trying, right? I think that's an important thing. Like, again, my daughter is not a teen yet, but I have a 15-year-old brother, and I don't think he ever is listening to me. You know, and he like will joke that I'm a hippie and stuff. I'm like, okay, buddy, but like what you believe is what becomes your reality. And I know through osmosis, he's getting little bits of it. So I'm going to keep being myself and encouraging him to be his, you know?
And I love how you said that what you believe is what becomes, you know? And that's circling back to the topic of bully. It's like, do you believe what the lies that people tell you and make you feel, right?
Yes, that's a big part of what I talk about in elementary schools. Don't believe what the bully says. Like, create a force field around you. Easier said than done, but we
Right.
have to work to getting there and protect ourselves and believe the truth about ourselves because we know us the best that we can. And I have this song called The Brave Ones that I sing to them. And it starts with, don't believe what the bully says. They don't know you like you know you. So any way that I can get that into their minds is always a good thing, you know?
Oh, yeah, music for sure, because it's one of those, once a song is in your head, sometimes you can't get it
Our
out.
whole lives, it lasts us.
Right?
Sometimes.
Exactly.
Yeah. If I start
Exactly.
singing, in West Philadelphia, born and raised, you're probably, if you lived through the 90s, going to be able to fill that
Yep, exactly. I'm
in.
so bad with lyrics myself, but I know the song.
Right?
Yes. So, okay, well, before we close off, I want to give you a chance to share what you do, but before we do that, can you leave a few tips? And I know you've been along the way already, but specifically for the mom who is concerned about her daughter, maybe has low self-esteem, maybe it is bullying, maybe it is just she's too cautious, conscious about who she is and how she presents herself to people. It could be that, but maybe she is being bullied and it's causing her to be insecure. What are some ways you would say to help approach and support their daughter? Like, how can their mom do that?
I talked about finding a mentor that's not you. Modeling self-confidence, I think, is one of the most important things. And it's challenging because we've all had our own unique journeys with self-confidence, right? But verbalizing the positive and the negative feelings out loud and showing them your own resilience, I think, is so important because resilience is, again, what's going to help them turn away from the easy outs like drugs and alcohol and youth suicide. So, I mean, it feels kind of silly, but if you don't often verbalize your own feelings, I think it's helpful to maybe force yourself to go through this exercise, and say, okay, well, maybe like I'm feeling sad today. I'm not feeling a good day, but I want to get out of bed and try to make this day better for myself. And so I'm going to focus on gratitude today. What are three things about my life or about myself that I want to appreciate? Because, I was a middle, well, high school or college girl with an eating disorder. And so self-gratitude is so important to model and teach. So, you might look in the mirror and say, okay, I don't like my nose. I don't like the shape of my nose, but I like that it helps me smell grandma's chocolate chip cookies. And so starting like that low, that functional, and then also talking about self-acceptance in that way through gratitude. Self-love is something that we as a society are so big on talking about. Self-love, self-love. And I was just like, I hated myself. Self-love was so far off, it might have been an outer space. So for me, it was building to a place of self-like through that self-acceptance. That was really important. And then also talking about like, yeah, middle school and high school is so challenging, but it's also I think the middle schoolers and high schoolers are resisting certain things because they're deciding how they want to live and who they want to be. So it's also an exciting time to embrace and to again model and talk about with your daughter, because they get to make these decisions. And that's, yeah, there are definitely growing pains for that, but you get to decide who you are and what your life looks like in
I
that way.
love this. I love all of this. I love how you mentioned grab your village, allow her to have a mentor, help her, even
Yes.
help her find a mentor. I actually even have an episode
Yes.
on that. And
Grab
then
your
have
village.
right and modeling self-confidence yourself, being okay with sharing your feelings. And I don't know, B, but my generation, we were not taught about feelings. Actually, my parents told me not to feel. Basically, it's like stop crying.
Oh, I
You
got
know,
that for
why are you
sure.
sad? You shouldn't be feeling sad. You know, that type of stuff.
For sure. Yeah, your
And
life is too good to feel sad.
right?
Like
Exactly. You should be
normalizing that.
thankful.
We
You
all
should be
feel
grateful for
sadness.
everything.
Yes.
But it's so good to just be, I always say, like be real with yourself, mama. It's okay. You
Yeah.
don't have to show up a certain person to your daughter. If you're not feeling it, you're not feeling it. And it's okay to sit in your feelings, recognize it, right? And then
Yeah.
move on, but also be able to share that with your girl and how you worked through it. Like, show her how you're working through it. Like, this is not an
Yeah.
ideal circumstance, but I'm work through it because I know it's not the end of me, right?
Yeah, and then it becomes a decision that you get to make. You get to choose what feelings you're going to focus on and give time to. Like, work through the feelings, but at
Right.
some point, show her how you're picking yourself back up because it's a choice. I can look around a room
Exactly.
at any point of life and be like, I hate everything in this room. I hate that. I hate that. I can also look around the same room and find things that I appreciate. So, choosing those thoughts.
I love that. And then I also love the gratitude about being grateful for the things you like about yourself, right? Even if there's something that is highlighted and you really are so scrutinizing yourself. What is the positive on that, you know? And then also I love the point of the self-love. Like, how can you self-love yourself if you really don't really love yourself? You know what I mean? If you can't get past the fact that you can't get over that feeling or that thought, right? That to even start with just liking yourself and accepting yourself at the smallest minute way and helping your daughter like even recognize that, right? And just continuing to like with my daughter, she's a ballet dancer and she can easily be hard on herself. I mean, ballet life can either go one way or the other, right? And to be the mom that champions you regardless, you know, that I'm gonna show you a different way I see you. You know, I'm not gonna show you what the world sees you. I'm gonna show you a different way that I see you, that I know because I've known you all your life, you know, and to be able to feed into that, although sometimes girls are like, yeah, whatever, mom, because you're my mom, but it's the
I feel like they have a hard time believing it because it's coming from mom, but it's a choice.
And it always will be a choice, but I think when they're older and they remember those seeds of encouragement you gave her, they will definitely, you know, appreciate that. I think it's what will get them through things, you know.
Totally. We're all doing our best here, right? And sometimes other people's best doesn't look like we want it to, but we really are all doing our best.
We are even moms who worry about their girls. You
Especially.
are doing your best. You are doing your best.
Yeah, especially moms.
Yeah. Okay. Any last minute things? How can we find you if mom wants to reach out and see what you're all about?
Yes, you can play my music. Hopefully you'll enjoy it with your daughters. It's not kids' music. That was very important for me when I started creating music with a message. I already had a ton of music that I was playing live across the country for adults. So adults will like it, teens like it. Kaylee, Calley, Roses in the Flower. And if you want to bring music with a message to your school, you can get in touch kayleerose.com/music-with-a-message. We are touring, like you mentioned, all across the country in this Airstream that we renovated because we're crazy people. And I can also still get on planes. I'm doing that to go to two schools in Indianapolis next week. So anywhere is possible. Someday I'll take it international. I'm very excited for that.
I love it. I love what you're doing. Not everybody can do it, but what you're doing is such an adventure and so many memories created with your daughter, which I hear in the background.
Yes.
She's living her life.
That is
But
interesting.
yes, and make sure you find her on Spotify, Kaylee Rose. Listen to her music.
All the places. Thank you so much for having
Awesome.
me.
Of course, thank you for being on here and sharing your wisdom and giving us some amazing tips on how moms can really approach their girl, especially in the season of where they really need some encouragement and some self-confidence in themselves, right?
We're all trying. Like I said, I'm still trying to reach my little brother, so it's a work in progress all the
It will always be a work in progress.
Yeah. Thank you.
Same. Hey friend, if this podcast inspired you or encouraged you or helped you in any way, I'd love for you to share it. You can screenshot this episode and share it in your stories on social media or text it to a friend who can use the support. It's the best way you can thank me. I want to let other mamas know they are not alone. I'd love to stay connected with you. You can find me on Instagram at Jeannie Baldomero or join my free mom support community at linktree/Jeannie Baldomero. Until next time, live full of grace, Jeannie.